Manifest on Toronto Morning Live.
Hey, yo, I started from the bottom, straight to the top. Now I'm getting paid for the that I talk. Yo, I started as a fan, waving my hands. Few years later, they're calling me the man.
I started as an intern, interns, but I did learn, I did burn bridges. Got them digits, now I'm that, and I live this. I love to hear people listen like, yo, what is this?
I'm the rapper, and I'm known for balling in my city like a raptor. Put on for my city, cause I'm gifted like a rapper. And go through paper, every day's another chapter.
Then, stays done, books read. I proceed to make dough, break bread. They said I'm never gonna make it. Now I run tracks like a fresh pair of Asics.
Yeah, yeah, this is Big Shots, Socrates, and you're inside the mix with DJ Manifest. Spin that hot shh, man.
Started from the bottom, straight to the top. Now I'm getting paid for the sh** that I talk. Yo, I started as a fan, waving my hands. Few years later, they're calling me the man.
I started as an intern, interns, but I did learn, I did burn bridges. Got them digits, now I'm betting, and I live this. I love to hear people listen like, yo, what is this? What is this? What is this?
I'm famous, I'm the rapper. Head, I'm known for balling in my city like a raptor. Put on for my city, cause I'm gifted like a rapper. And go through paper, every day's another chapter.
Then, stays done, books read. I proceed to make dough, break bread. They said I'm never gonna make it. Now I run tracks like a fresh pair of Asics, face it.
The way I lace this beat, been straight heat. Had the whole city buzzing on my eighth week. Had everybody cussing cause they ain't me. Releasing songs every week and it ain't free.
You pay me, I'm straight 180. Always flying on the land, me. You're making me laugh at you, laugh at you, laugh. If you got a question, all you gotta do is ask it.
Well, it's a tick, 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 tock. Watch how I'm vomiting. Consistently fresh, my whole life's an accomplishment. A lot of can't do it like me. I just do it like the newest Nike.
Do it. Peace, the kids got the keys to the city. The boys hide, I'm at ease when it's chilly. Really, the Canadian dream's gotta be him. You don't think so, you probably ain't sleeping.
Now most rappers like dreaming, keep on repeating. They I'm number one like peeing. Seeing nobody's like me's my purpose. Rap so whack that you should try to go with artists when you verses.
First get to rehearsing and it gets you far. Smoke weed, you'll forget how you are. You are far from being a star. So turn this up and play it loud up in your car.
Cause if I'm gifted or just twisted, plus I got this rap game in submission. Cause all the money that I had to go pay all y'all tuition.
I'm rhyming till the death, until I expire. I'ma stay fresh, yes.
Putting y'all to the test. Stop, just listen, a lesson.
You're checking out Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. On Toronto Morning Live.
Yeah, what up? It's your boy Big Philly, Soul Purpose. And you're checking out Toronto Morning Live with DJ Manifest and Flow every Monday morning from 7 to 10 in the a.m. right here on CHRY 105.5 FM.
Yes, indeed, man. Locked into it. CHRY 105.5, your partner Manifest alongside my partner Flow. And now this is how we get down. Definitely starting off your morning with Intimate and Interactive. Now, this segment is reserved for artists whose brand and collective body of work scream to be peeled back layer by layer. It allows music lovers to not only explore the musicality of an artist, but reveal the personality and drive behind each choice that makes up the strength of their career to date. Usually we do this for an artist ahead of time, but our artist today has beat us to the punch, man. They reached out to us with this very ambitious project entitled Road to Center Stage. So over the next hour, we're going to get very familiar with Ashton Bishop and further understand the man behind the brand Famous, including his goals, his aspirations, his philosophies, and insights on the game as he travels his road toward center stage. How you doing this morning, man?
It's road to center. Your intros are amazing, man. You know, your intros are amazing. I put my crown to you, you know. Here he.
We have to set the table properly because people, we're talking about Canadian hip-hop.
Right.
It's not a joke, man. We definitely ought to make it serious for the people on the outside, so... We want to make sure all of our worldwide listeners at www.chy.fm know what's going on, as well as our people around the city. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take your career from now.
Right.
And we'll roll it back backwards.
Okay.
All right. So we'll start from now and we'll go to the beginning. We'll ask a bunch of questions. We have been posed questions, Toronto, from people around North America. We've had questions from south of the border, questions from across Canada, and definitely a lot of questions from Toronto. So I'll do my best to squeeze a lot of those in and do that through the Flow Talk segment as well as we continue to work with my man Famous right here in the building. So there's no denying that in quick order you've made an imprint on Canada's hip-hop landscape. As you approach this point in your first leg of your career and considering this campaign, how do you go about evaluating where you stand right now as an artist?
I think for me it's more, I know what I've done, you know, I know where I should be at, so I kind of evaluate it on what the standards that I set, right? So once I conquer it, then, you know, I set a new one, and I think, you know, everything I've set out to do, I've done, and the amount of time I've set to do it. So I think this new project is the next step.
Right.
Right? And this is going to be a major step. This is the go hard or go home step.
Okay. Right. We're going to break down what this step is, particularly for the people on the outside. Toronto, the proposed path through this music industry unfolds in an infinite number of paths. Today, we're discussing the musical journey unfolding before our eyes with none other than Famous inside the building as he takes his role to center stage. After the commercial break, we're coming back with more Famous inside of your Monday morning. Call a friend and let them know you are locked into 105.5 FM, www.chy.fm on the internet, and channel 945 on Rogers Digital Cable.
You're checking out Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. You're checking out Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. On Toronto Morning Live.
CHOR 105.5 inside of your Monday morning. This segment is all about intimate and interactive with Ashton Bishop, better known as Famous on the outside.
Yes.
Now, we went into the commercial break talking about your role to center stage, man, and we definitely look forward to talking about that. But before we get into breaking that down, many speak to Canadian music marketing or the lack thereof, but definite infrastructure or industry. How much does that reality affect your approach or execution to your plan that you have set?
What do you mean? I mean,
when a lot of people use the aspect of the lack of an infrastructure here in Canada for the music industry, does that reality ever really affect your approach to how you execute your plan in and out? Or,
well, this is how it goes. My boy Shabby always taught me this. You know what I mean? If you spend too much attention and ponder on the small things, you're not thinking big enough, right? So, I mean, there's only so much you could do. I do agree with that statement. You know, I think that, you know, the infrastructure isn't as strong as it should be in Canada. Actually, it's very weak, right? So, but, you know, I'm not really thinking in that mind state. You know, I think Toronto's a great place that you could try a lot of things. You know, it's a great test market. People are going to be so real with you. Like Jay says, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. That is a false statement. Jay-Z is lying to you. If you can make it in this city of Toronto, you can make it anywhere in the world, right?
Real talk.
And that's really how I see it, you know, visiting different parts of the world, you know, from India to going to England in April. You know, I'm just trying to be world famous, right?
Now, the reason why I ask that question is because a lot of people do use that as a crutch. And although it's true, I guess what I wanted to get to, and you mentioned it a little bit, who do you use as a guide or mentor throughout your journey to sort of keep you motivated along that path, even with all the obstacles that are here?
Anybody successful, man. I mean, that's the best way to do it. You know, from the day I came into the city and was just an intern, I would just follow and look at anybody doing something. You know, and then I just took note, and everybody makes mistakes, right? So the goal is to learn from them. So I learned what their mistakes were, and I try not to do the same as myself. So anybody who's successful, I just look up to, and I'm so driven by that. Even, you know, seeing kids when I do a lot of schools, right? A lot of these high schools and stuff, right? Just seeing the talent and that drive, you know, it's like, that's the drive I had when I was their age, and I can't let that die. You know, I got to keep that same hunger that I did from the jump. And, yeah.
Today, we're discussing the musical journey unfolding before our eyes with artist, entertainer, Famous, as he takes his role to center stage. So, this role to center stage, although conceptually pretty straightforward, it can be daunting.
Right.
A daunting undertaking, because what you're doing in effect is you're opening up yourself, your struggles, and your blueprint to the world. So, even with all the creative ups and downs, do you feel confident that when the inevitable comes and the bad times hit, that you're able to share those moments with your audience as
well? Yeah, definitely. I think my story, just in general, coming from Montreal, moving here, in 2008, started my rap career, and in 4 months, you know, being nominated for a Juno Much Music Video Award. I mean, while I was still interning and selling shoes at Champ Sports, like, my story in general is one I find is of inspiration. So I think RoadToCenterStage.com is just that. It's a journey for people to follow my journey to center stage. And, you know, it goes through the ups, downs, the planes, the landings, the shows, the behind the scenes. I got my man Zach Fax right now recording behind the scenes, so make sure you'll see this. And it's a blog-related type, but it takes people into life. You know, often you see famous, but you don't see Ashton. You know, you always see the artist, and you think it was so easy for them to get there, but you have no idea the sacrifices that we make as artists right. to put out this product and do what we do. So this is a behind-the-scenes type of view, you know, my road to center stage. And, you know, it's amazing. Like, yo, just my stories, a lot of the stuff. When I tell people, you know, I remember one day I was second row at a Madonna concert because I met her head security in New York at the Rockefeller, at a meeting with Dame Dash in New York. And then I'm second row partying with Madonna that night, partying with her. Okay. And then the next morning I had to wake up early and sell shoes, like at 8 a.m. Like, this is what it is. This was the struggle. And I think that's just interesting. If I had that on camera, people would love to see that. So I created RoadToCenterStage.com so people could stay in tune with everything famous.
Okay, and that's what we're doing right now, man. Intimate, interactive with the artist, entertainer, Famous in the building right now. We're gonna go back to the start of Famous's career, dropping one of his earlier tracks, Forsaken City.
Wow.
We're gonna go way back with that one. When we come back, we're gonna propose some questions collected from all of our audience online and offered over Twitter, Facebook, and email at info@tmlradio.com. If you want to get involved with that, Toronto, you know what to do. Get involved with our flow at TOFLO. Or myself on Twitter at IDJManifest. The track is Fourth Biggest City right now, and it's famous right at the beginning of his career while he's partying up with Madonna.
Wow.
It's the king. Famous. The Canadian dream. I'm not responsible for what you're about to hear. Toronto, don't hate me because I rhyme different. Now how they gon' say Canadian rappers can't make it? They say we in the fourth biggest city and we ain't really safe. I was American, I probably say the same, but they saying the same time too. See, it's the type of this we on. I got a better chance in this game, not playing, writing for Celine Dion, which leads me to be gone. My track can never be on the radio like an Avril Lavigne song. So that mean that we wrong if we right, and 99% of what we say, what it be like?
What it be like?
I'd be like, you, my name's famous. They call me that, so I got something to live up to.
That's right.
And so I'm guessing that it's up to us to stop bullshitting. Watch us bust us. Gotta stay on our grind and our hustle.
Famous. Feel me on this one.
Still, we in the fourth biggest city and still issues. Why I gotta get to Cardinals level to show that I'm official? Oh. Still, not spitting no bulls. I got the world on my back and got haters on my... But if the world's on my back, how the hell do haters exist? If I got the whole entire world on my back, has there still haters on my dog? We in the fourth biggest city and we can't sell a CD. Well, here's why, I'ma keep it real. See, half y'all ain't real to me. I feel guilty to see a bunch of white balls spitting like they ill to me. And I mean real, literally no good. Please stop rapping if you could. First off, we don't believe you. You need more people. They think we French and we living in igloos. I'm looking like these dudes refuse to ever shine. And why you keep lining every rhyme? We only got one hip-hop station across the nation. Half the population is Asian. Other half the second generation. Cause first generation's hating and moms and pops ain't home. So BET raised them. And so I'm trying to raise them. But I can't. Now there's a few in my city who done it. Not done it, but there's a few I with some. You can see it in their eyes from the season. Some you hear dial tone when you try to reach them. And some you try to teach them through the words of theology. That's point blank, so follow me. If you've been forgotten, my apologies. I smoke 5 Dutch with reefer and I like gin and juice. My celebrity face across chaos in the AM. Take it to the West and across pure mayhem. The black market is restless. On my grizzly coming from Canada to Memphis. Yeah, man, hooray, he the master. And I got the crown about to get into this critical mix. But there's no critical in this. Famous the fly guy. If you ain't on my list, then stop trying.
We in the fourth biggest city. Yeah, I know you heard me. We in the fourth biggest city. And we can't sell a CD.
it's your boy Big Philly of Soul Purpose, and you checking out Toronto Morning Live with DJ Manifest and my favorite friend on Twitter, Flo. Every Monday morning from 7 to 10 in the a.m. on CHRY 105.5 FM.
Yes, indeed, man. Locked into it. CHRY 105.5, your partner Manifest, alongside my partner Flo, and none other than Famous inside the building, man.
It's the kid.
If you don't know what's going on right now, Toronto, we are inside of an intimate and interactive segment with none other than Famous, man, and we're breaking down his road to center stage, as he calls it. Break down the whole concept behind Road to Center Stage. I know we talked about it a little earlier, but for the people who are just joining us now, where can they find it online? And
okay, well, yeah. First off, if you need a computer, go to roadtocenterstage.com. The videos that I got up there are just like parties that I did. If you're asking why my voice sounds like this, it's because I haven't slept yet. I was hosting last night with my man Rondi over at Time, but that's a whole different story. That's a whole different part of Famous's lifestyle. But, and then, so yeah, you'll see that stuff, and then you'll see the footage that he has here. You know, I've been on an interview spree this whole week, just hitting up every radio station known to man. So you can check those interviews, and then, you know, me in the studio with Burning Keys, the creation of certain records, you know, Solitaire. We got an ill record coming up, you know, so we got that there. And then the new record that I sent to you, the reason why I'm wearing this what do you call this? Crown. This King Crown, here he, you know. When you guys see this footage and you're like, why is Famous wearing a crown? Well, this Saturday, we shot a video, part one, of All Hail the Kid. But that's a whole different story. But yeah, check out the website, roadtocenterstage.com. You'll see the behind-the-scenes footage to the video shoot. And just everything's on there, man. Like everything. You know, I did the Score Black History Month presentations. It's on there. I got the intro for Tim and Sid, the podcast. It's on there. So there's just everything, man.
Okay, and that's what it's about, man. And that's what Intimate and Interactive is about. We're going to get into everything that is Ashton Bishop and not just the artist Famous. And that's why we're so enamored with this whole project, Road to Center Stage, man. But right now, we're going to interrupt the interview in a bit. And
For who?
Well, for my partner, Flo.
Oh, yo, Flo can interrupt the whole Intimate Interactive. Speaking of Intimate and Interactive, how are you doing, Flo?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I heard you're somewhere on campus. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, okay.
So what's going on?
Nothing much, man. I guess we're going to talk about the weekend past.
And we had a good one, didn't we, girlfriend?
We had a great one.
And I wasn't invited.
Great one.
Break that one happened for us, because we're over at Sony Center for the Performing Arts, and just break that down for them, Flo, because...
Why do I have to break it down?
Because I couldn't hear anything because you were laughing so loud.
All right, let me hear this.
No, so Bill Bellamy was in town.
Yeah.
On Saturday doing a stand-up. And to be honest, you know, I wasn't really expecting anything. And then Manifest called me up, said, hey, let's go to the show. I was like, okay, no problem. And...
Hit me up at Twitter at IDJManifest. And inside of the building right now, we do have none other than Famous. We've reached out all over our listening audience over the past few weeks in preparation for this I&I segment.
Okay.
So I'm going to break down some questions for you from all over. And I'm actually going to start with Buffalo. Flo, I'll talk to you a little later, all right?
Yep.
I'll come see you, Flo.
As we continue to do it inside your Monday morning. Now, we talked to Crisis in Buffalo.
Right.
Or he actually emailed us from Buffalo. And he said, with all the hype that's around Toronto and Canada, for that matter, right now, do you truly feel that the talent out of the city can really compete with what's coming out of the States?
I think the talent here is hands down the greatest in the world, man. I mean, we got so much flavor. So different. Everything's different. Nothing sounds the same. I think that could be our issue at one. They always say Toronto has no distinct sound. To me, I think it's a great thing. Also, I think it's a lot of individuals, which is great. You know, as far as movements, there's no movement. You know, there's the individuals popping abroad, but there's no, like, movement, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you see it in both ways. Shout out to, where's he from? Buffalo, right?
Buffalo, Crisis.
Okay, yeah, I actually won an award out there 2 years ago for Toronto Artist of the Year. So, yeah, big up WBLK out there, you know?
Most definitely, man. BLK, definitely a source for urban music in the Southern Ontario area. Mm. Natasha in Toronto saw you at a nightclub last year. She said, yeah, you were emceeing.
Right. Madness, yo.
She said your energy was crazy.
Madness, yo. Like I said, if you go to roadtocenterstage.com, I got a clip that says Party with Famous. My man Zach put it together, and it's just like a commercial of a Party with Famous. And okay. That's like the censored version. Like, parties are madness, but yeah, what'd she say?
Her question is, do you have any regular nights or a concert tour series or anything?
Yeah, up? I mean, whenever I'm in town, I'm at Orem Club XS on Saturdays.
Okay.
Me, DJ Illegal Alien, Romeo DeMonte, Glamour ENT, Ace Extra, JC, madness, like, wow. We shut that place down. This weekend, they have like this thing where they throw down confetti, but they put money in it.
Nope.
So they dropped like $1,000 and it was madness. So each and every Saturday night.
Loonies, I hope.
Not loonies, nah, right? It was actually American bills, which is crazy.
Okay.
So it means nothing because it's less than a loony out here right now, right?
That's right.
But yeah, that was crazy. That's why my voice is like, this is like my third party in a row. I shot two videos, so my voice is hork, but like, the parties, like, y'all definitely got a party with Famous. Stay in tune. Follow me on Twitter at The Kid Famous, TheKidFamous, and to see where I'm at. You know, I always make sure people getting straight, make sure everybody's drinking something proper. So just come through. It's all love.
We're broadcasting on the campus of York University right now. If you are a student of York University on campus, make your way up to the station, man, at room 413. We're going to be doing some giveaways and talking to Famous live in studio. Today, we're discussing the musical journey unfolding before our eyes with the artist, entertainer, Famous, as he takes his role to center stage. Philip in Toronto says, he has a lot of questions, actually. He had a bunch of them, but how big is your team? How often do you guys meet? And how does one participate in the movement?
Right. Yo, I get that a lot, right? Team Famous is the team. Famous is the rapper. And I'm next to Bus. Y'all come after. Team Famous, man, yo, it's one of those things where it's like M City Love, for instance. The way we started, he hit me up when I was selling those I Rap Now t-shirts.
Okay.
And he's like, yo, Famous, meet me downtown. I want to buy 5 t-shirts. So I met up with him. Sold 5 t-shirts. He just stayed in contact. Yo, where's some CDs? I want to push them out. So he did this for about 1.5 years. Just putting in this work. And I was like, yo, you know what I mean? I'm going to put you in charge of a lot of stuff that I got going on because the kid's dedicated, right? And then Zach Fax, my man, but Zach came through and he was just doing a whole bunch of Famous behind the scenes stuff and putting in that work and the quality. Really what it comes down to is the quality, right? Like my name, there's a lot to go along with it. Like anybody who's seen Famous' stuff, you know, I try to put out the best product. So Zach was putting out great product. So I just hollered at him and, you know, brought him on the team. But the team's really small, man. Like, it may seem like it's crazy, but that's how we make it seem. It's a lot of supporters beyond anything. A lot of people who just been supporting Famous from jump and the story, right? So I always tell people, if you're trying to get on the team, just put in that work. Like, me, I kind of have no sympathy for nobody. Call it what you want, but I worked for 2 years straight. I didn't make $1 doing nothing, you know, doing the craziest things for people, but I didn't complain because I learned from it, and, you know, people saw what was going on. So when I started my rap career, everything was just easy because everybody already saw my work ethic. So that's the number one thing, man. Hit me up. Like, the producers I work with are dudes who just hit me up. They just, yo, Famous, where can I send beats? You know, beats4famous@gmail.com. And the rest is history.
And we're going to talk about some of your producers right now, man. You've been doing a lot of work with Bird and Keys. And I don't want to say you found them.
Right.
But the combination of Famous and Bird and Keys through the Goddess Girl Project pretty much put that production duo on the map. And even though now that we lost one of them.
Right. R.I.P. Keys. Rest in peace, my man.
Definitely. They're still doing strong work. And I think the formula that you two have together is amazing.
Yeah, I gotta wake Bird up a bit. Bird, if you're listening right now, you have to send me like 5 files. So where are the files? You know, the hardest thing is trying to keep everybody on the same page, especially when people got different agendas and stuff. But yeah, Bird and Keys, it was a great story, man. Like I said, I was on a thread on Hip Hop Canada. I heard a beat playing. I hit up the YouTube, found out who it was. They hit me up on Facebook. I met them that same day. 13 beats they gave me. I recorded 8 Goddess Girl. It's as easy as that, right?
Okay.
And I think it's a testament to hard work. You know, if you put your energy and your talent out there, people will notice it.
Now, Famous, let's give the people something special right now. Coming up, we're going to premiere Famous's latest track for the first time.
Hold on. Do you have it right there coming up?
I have it right here.
Like, it's coming up next?
It's coming up right now.
Yo, this is the first place you're going to hear this on live radio. Like, I know we got bootleggers out there. I don't know if tape decks still exist, but if you try to record this, man, do what you gotta do. This is an exclusive right here. It's the reason I'm wearing this crown. It's called All Hail the Kid, produced by Bird and Keys. We recorded part one of the video on Saturday, and the tune is madness. Let's go!
You're checking out Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest.
You ready? Yo, you can turn up the swag a little bit. Cause I'ma show you how to profit. Make a few millions off nonsense. Blow your mind up. Unconscious.
say a bunch of nothings like mute buttons till you go crazy. Bonkers, walking with a star, got some fresh pair Converse. Now my Facebook, but I ain't ever went to Harvard. Say you want proof, well I suggest you get some vodka. I'm what's popping, going as Lil Mama. Karma is a bitch, you could go in as LeBron, huh? Hard up in this bitch, like my name was Waka Flocka. That was not no Paul shit, it was more like Karma. Ominous to blow up like my nickname Fujiyama. Your honor, don't judge me. Most of the time I do this for the thrill. 1B, I love John
Paul. On to one of morning live.
Blow your mind up, unconscious. Say a bunch of nothings like mute buttons till you go crazy. Bonkers, walking with a star, got some fresh pair Converse. Now my Facebook, but I ain't ever went to Harvard. Say you want proof, well I suggest you get some vodka. I'm what's poppin', going as Lil Mama. Is, hello little fuckers, I'ma show you how to profit. Make a few millions off nonsense. Blow your mind up, unconscious. Say a bunch of nothings like mute buttons till you go crazy. Walking with a star, got some fresh pair Converse. Now my Facebook, but I ain't ever went to Harvard. Say you want proof, well I suggest you get some vodka. I'm what's poppin', going as Lil Mama. Karma is a bitch, you could go in as LeBron, huh? Hard up in this bitch, like my name was Waka Flocka. That was not no Paul shit, it was more like Karma. Ominous to blow up like my nickname Fujiyama. Your honor, don't judge me. Most of the time I do this for the trill. 1B, I love jump offs, bungee. I stay in your girl's head, scrungy. Think I'm full of myself, well I was hungry. Mind your business when I walk up in the spot. Everything stop. Rolling with the team, bet we all gon' win. Knowing they could all in. Got no choice but to fuck a vodka and a spritzer, a swisher and a stripper. See, I don't know that trick, so I refuse, I will not liquor. And I don't play no game, so you don't ask, I do not pick up. Get to the point right after you touch down, kick up. See, I'm the hottest in the game. Winter, say it ain't so, oh no, you think I'm lying? Simba, nigga, I know I'm gifted, but not only in December. So don't act like you surprised. Kinder, been running this here for so long, you would think this kid's from Kenya. Oh, y'all ain't get the message, could you please return to sender? I don't mean to offend ya, my bowels going crazy cause I'm pissed off. I make shit look easy, I don't need no Pepto-Bismol. Cause famous is the team, famous is the rapper. And I'm next to bus, y'all come after. T-Dot is my home, behind this shit like I'm a catcher on Smash. I shut it down next, when I walk up in the spot. Everything stop. Rolling with the team, bet we all gon' win. Knowing it could all end. Can't look back, got no choice but to go in. No choice but to go in.
Yeah, what up? It's your boy Big Philly, Soul Purpose. And you're checking out Toronto Morning Live with DJ Manifest and Flo every Monday morning from 7 to 10 in the a.m. right here on CHRY 105.5 FM.
Wow! That is what we call swell right now. The swag is like, wow. Pound swell. All hail the kid. Wait till y'all see the video. Yo, here's an exclusive right here. That is going to be on the new EP.
Okay.
Road to Center Stage, Part 1. Hosted by DJ K Slay, confirmed done bangers.
Big things happening.
We follow this up. We got Boy Wonder record, Boy Wonder record. I think Boy Wonder record. You know, shout out to Soundsmith, Bird and Keys. Wow, the production is gonna be crazy on this new project, man.
Looking forward to it now. And today we're discussing the musical journey unfolding before our eyes with the artist, entertainer, famous in the building right now as he takes his Road to Center Stage. That will be the discussion after the commercial break. Hour-long, intimate, and interactive segment. More of your questions from Twitter at @IDJManifest or at @TOFLO. We will take your questions as well. We have a lot more lined up, man. We're going to get into the history of Ashton Bishop right now when we come back. It's all about that good vibe. The track is called All Hail the Kids.
Wow.
Feel good about it, Tom.
It's all about the good vibes.
Are you ready? Yo, you can turn off the swag a little bit.
All right.
Hello, little fuckers, I'ma show you how to profit. Make a few millions off nonsense. Blow your mind up, unconscious. Say a bunch of nothings like mute buttons till you go crazy, bonkers.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
Don't touch the dial.
Check it out, check it out.
You're checking out Flow and Manifest.
Flow and Manifest.
Flow and Manifest.
Flow and Manifest.
On Toronto Morning Live.
Yes, indeed, man. You are inside an intimate and interactive segment.
Wow, yo, the phone is going crazy right now. Yo, there's a lot of people hearing that record for the first time, and they're going crazy. Shout out to my man, Greg.
Always a good look on the outside, man. And what we're doing right now is we're breaking down the path of none other than Ashton Bishop Famous inside of the building. And I'm going to give you one more question from one of the listeners from Toronto, and this is from Alicia.
Okay.
She said she loves the positivity that's coming from you and, I guess, coming from your camp. She's asking, I guess her question is, if it's a question, is how come all rappers can't have the same positive energy as you?
Man, you got to blame my mom for that one, yo. My mom always told me stay humble. When I told my mom, yo, mom, I'm moving to Toronto, and my rap name's Famous, she laughed at me. And then just recently when I went back for Christmas, she was like, you're not doing so bad living up to the name. I'm like, oh, thanks, mom, you know what I mean? But, yo, I think it's just really it's the journey, right? Yo, I've been through ups and downs, and when my downs are down, they're down. Like, really, when I say we sacrifice our life for this, we sacrifice, right? So my whole thing's been energy. You know, I don't need no book, no secret book or whatever it's called to tell me about, you know, positive energy. You put that energy out, you get it the same way. Like, I've been blessed. Like, man, you have no idea how I've been blessed over the last 2 years. And that's just the energy and the work that I put in, you know? If I tell somebody I'm gonna send that to you, I'm gonna send it to you.
I like
you know, if I say I'm gonna call you back, I don't know, you might have to text me or BBM me because I might forget, right? Just because I have so much going on. But, yo, that's the key. Like, that's the key. And also, I think I have a ADD, which is horrible in a sense, but I get things done right away. Because if I don't get it done right away, I'm going to forget about it. So
okay.
I get it done right on the spot as soon as it needs to get done. And my team really helps me out with that, you know?
So we're breaking down Road to Center Stage right now, and we're playing the track All Hail the Kid.
Wow.
A lot of fire on that one.
Wow.
So with this project, what's the inspiration for all of these releases as they come out single by single? Because it seems to be single driven so far.
We right.
Slow Down
right.
And then this one. Do you have a pattern for how these tracks are going to be delivered, or do you simply just record en masse? And
right. This is more or less the jet lag swag. This is where it comes into play. It's like, yeah, I record so much music. I rap now. I got the studio in the crib. Like, I record a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I rap now, I had 5 songs on there. 5 videos, and for a year I focused on those 5, right? And I just wasn't recording so much, you know? With God Is Girl, same thing. 8 records, and I was just putting those out, all Bird and Keys assisted. But with this project, there's no holds barred. If I make a record right now because I'm inspired, I'm putting it out tomorrow. You're hearing it tomorrow.
Okay.
Right? So I'm going to be putting out a series of EPs. And like I said, the first one is hosted by DJ K Slay. We got some crazy features on there. Some of them are best friends with Jay-Z. You know, and the production's massive, the videos. You know, I'm just trying to take everything to a next level. And when I say that, I know it's cliche, but it's like I'm really trying to do that now. Like, I'm new at this in a sense. I started in 2008.
Right.
So I've learned so much in the last 2 years. And now it's really time to apply it and take my career to the next level.
Now, the choice to be an entertainer in Canada takes what my uncle would call a lot of moxie.
Right.
So when you're selling shoes many years ago,
right,
what motivates you to, and still motivates you today, to stay true to this course of being famous? You made a big jump from coming from Montreal to
right.
coming to Toronto. You made another jump from leaving the job to
right.
focusing on the music. What motivated you to make that happen? Why did Ashton Bishop say, this has got to be me?
Okay, well, it's enjoyment. A lot of it is enjoyment. So you do one thing and you enjoy it, and you're like, that was great. So then you want to do it again. So then you do it again and you do it better. And then from that, greater things happen. And, like, it's really a lot of enjoyment. Like, you know, being a hardest artist, you know, I'm saying that it's hard, and it definitely is, but there's so many benefits to it. You know, there's so many benefits. And when you hear words from, like, your fans, or just, I just call them supporters more than anything. When you hear the words, and they're like, they, like, specify things. Like, yo, famous. That, like, second verse you did on Fourth Biggest City, when you said, yo, I got to be carding out to be official. Like, that. And it's like, yo, you actually listen. Like, this is what I do it for. I work so hard so you guys actually pay attention to it. You know, so I think just the feedback and people, that my team around me, just that positiveness, it just keeps me going to the next level.
Now, you started breaking out some of your earlier work. I want to break down Haters Eulogy.
Haters Eulogy, exactly. Thank you.
Because...
Thank you.
You mentioned a lot inside the Haters Eulogy that much reflects a lot of the conversations I've been having over the past couple of weeks with CKLM and all that kind of good stuff. Break down Haters Eulogy and why that was so important for you to write that and for you to put that up.
Yo, a lot of the records, like, I write them and then I pass out and I don't hear them until I record. Like, Fourth Biggest City, when I tell you, I researched that thing for hours. And then I actually wrote it and I passed out. And then I didn't read it till I recorded it. And some of the stuff I was like, wow. You know, and that's how my music is. It's all emotional. It's based off how I'm feeling at that time. And Haters Eulogy, that was just like, man, what? So many haters, you know? And like me, I don't really pay attention to haters. I don't see nobody, right? But like, I just had to put that out so I could direct the hater. You know, it's like, yo, baby, no. Yo, check the song out, you know? Like, that's my words. I don't have to say any more to it. So if you guys get a chance, go to goddessgirlmovie.com. Not only is there an 8-part small movie directed by me and my partner Rez Digital, but it's also, you know, the 8 songs, the soundtrack, and then there's that record on there that... Haters Eulogy, man.
Okay. Now, we're talking to Famous right now inside of the building. The project is called Road to Center Stage, and everything that he's doing right now is documenting
everything.
His travels throughout that journey. He's not there yet, people.
Right.
And he's going to continue to let you in involved with that right now. There's a reason why we have Ashton Bishop in the building, and one of it is because of the volume of music. We're going to break down, Slow Down, another single off of the Road to Center Stage Part 1 project.
Lyrically. Okay, I like to give people a behind the scenes, right? So this record, I was vibing with Bird. And then I was like, Charlie Brown, Blunt, got my eyes looking droopy, burn money, so we fill it up with about 2 G's. Get it? Burn money, 2 G's, 2 G's, smoking 2 G's, my dog Rich Kid, Snoopy, right? And he didn't get it. So I was like, so I said it again. I'm like, yo, you know what? I'm going to make this whole song about, you know, double entendres and punchlines that nobody will get unless they listen to it like 20 times. So take this in.
You're checking out Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest. On Toronto Morning Live.
Charlie Brown Blunt got my eyes looking droopy. Burn money, so we fill it up with about 2 G's. Get it? Burn money, 2 G's. 2 G's, smoking 2 G's. My dog Rich Kid, Snoopy. Bird and Keys beat, I had to rip it, then I'm off it. I'm so sick, man, I'm spitting and I'm coughing. Coughing, R.I.P. coughing. I'm dead and sick, get it? We off it. Are you listening, getting my analogies? Look at our names, talent runs in a family tree. So if you follow my analogies, please, you should know the trees run in a family. Say this verse, how to say you ain't listening. One line is an entendres, you missing them. So don't ask why I belong behind bars or punchlines. Kept kicking them, start listening. Y'all all snitching, y'all all witnessing. I'm not playing myself, I'm not scrimmaging. See me, I get it in. Me, I get it in. They say,
you're killing them. It's like I lost my sense of touch, cause I ain't feeling them. My raps is real. They rap for mass appeal. I'm gangstar. These roaches eat for meals. Trying to ball like Howie, but I'm past the deal. Hey, I'm sick like Kobe. Tell him pass the pill. I'm Canadian. I've learned to embrace the chill. I'm not the debt consolidator, but I'll take your bills. Flow is nuts. No genitals, but generating revenue. Your team is a bunch of has-beens. The Expendables. Used to move stones on the sly. Plenty quarters. Now I govern this rap. Call me Schwarzen. Let my serve you a Mac like Mickey D's.
within a matter of minutes like Chippy D. Make bodies twist, turn, never let the fish burn. High heads get the heat to the noggin. Wig perm, fang show me the beat like a light switch I was on. I'm 23, I'm Jordan running a 2-3 zone. Can't penetrate the defense, boy. We too strong wearing pink. Your clothes louder than famous on the phone, dog. All black, everything before Sean said it. Only reason I spit sick, so all y'all get it.
Jet lag swag, prepare for landing. So I ask, can I live? Can I get my beat back? I'ma slow it down before I go and hit a speed track. So in the meantime, yeah, watch me dookie on. Anybody in the past who tried to prove me wrong would have said I'm way different than an avid listener. But between them and me is I have it quicker. Been patient for a while, I'm much sicker. Plus, nuts with the bars, grab the Snickers. Got hooks with my lines looking like a fisher. This the type of that I write once I like the swisher. Catch up, I'm on a whole different time zone. I am famous. Check the app for your iPhone. Where the chalk at? Give this beat an outline. I'ma stop now, y'all really want mine. You still listening? I'll say it one time. For all you rats rapping with your Muffy the Mouse rhymes. Get the message, yeah. Or should I fax it? Stop sleeping on the kid like I'm a fucking mattress. If you heard it, I could back it. I'm known to rip beats. Check the tags on the casket. Politely asking. Slow down, fame, you're killing them. Slow down, fame, you're killing them.
Toronto Morning Live. 105.5, it's your partner Swell. Manifest alongside my partner Flow.
It's the kid.
And Kid Famous inside the building, man. We are doing a live and interactive segment with Kid Famous in the building right now, breaking down his road to center stage. And one of the reasons why we have you, and you might be the first rapper we've had in the intimate and interactive.
Oh,
and
nice.
The reason why we do the intimate and interactive is because we try to choose artists who we feel have more layers to them than just the obvious single or whatever have you. And we see that with your career. Now, I don't want to put anything on you, but when you look at your career, look where you came from, and we just broke down sort of the decisions and motivations to what you are. Do you feel any larger responsibilities to this city after all you've been through, or are you taking it from a whole different vantage point now being what you've been through?
I think I owe it to myself.
Okay.
You know, beyond anything, I owe it to myself. A lot of the time, I don't even realize the things that I do just because I'm doing the future. You know, I'm planning for the future. So the past, I don't really have a lot of time to, like, ponder on it until somebody brings it up. Or, like, I spend, like, honestly, an hour just watching all my videos. call me crazy, but, you know, it's like, it's the inspiration, it's the hunger. It's like, you gotta want that same hunger from jump and always want it. And a lot of the time, artists, they have that hunger and then things don't work out or they don't go the way they planned it. And then, you know, it slows down. Like, I just gotta keep that hunger up. Like, and that's for myself. That's an accomplishment I made for myself. I think, at the end of the day, I always think about, okay, what's my purpose in this world? Like, I obviously have a purpose, and I think it is to really show people and teach people, like, the realness, like, keep it 100. Like, I think Kanye West does a great job at that. You know, he just keeps it so real. And he's in a position where, like, everybody listens, everybody watches. So the littlest tweet, everybody's trying to find out the meaning to that. I want to get to that point where, like, people are like, yo, if Famous is saying it like that, like, I feel him. You know, like, Famous, tell him why you mad, son. And and a lot, you see, my problem with the city is sometimes people think that that opinion, like, being a hater is an opinion. If I have an opinion, that's my opinion. I'm not a hater. That's just my opinion, right? Like, don't, that's just how I feel. You don't have to feel that way. And usually I don't tell people my opinion unless they ask. So you can't get mad at what I'm saying. And also what I try to do is, if I tell you something negative, I try to tell you what you could do to make it positive. You know, that's the worst thing about a hater. Somebody who, like, tells you the negative, but they don't tell you how to make it greater. You know, they don't try to build a stronger individual. So, you know, I think that's really my job with a lot of the things that I do. And like I said, going to a lot of schools. And the youth really look up to my story. Like, it's madness. Like, the youth really look up to my story. Like, I'll be walking in the mall and, like, kids just like, Famous, yeah, you came to my school. Yo, that song you did, I want to know your name. Yo, my mom. Like, it's like, yeah, like, for real? You know, like, yeah, I'm feeling that, you know? Like, yeah. So it's hype.
Now, that brings me to another question that just came through on the phone lines, man. Ashley called in, and she's a female hip-hop artist.
Okay.
And we talked about your team earlier.
Right.
But we didn't talk about you developing other artists.
Oh,
or
B.
developing a team for collaboration. So she wants to know, where's your headspace around that?
That was the greatest segue. I got this youngin' Raheem. Yo, follow him on Twitter. First of all, he's got, like, I think he has more followers than me, which is madness, right? Kid's 16, right? Raheem, 1994. Team Famous, shout out to M-City. We're grooming the kid. I mean, he's got his mixtape dropping, right? Peer Pressure, hosted by DJ Drama. He got, yo, I pull strings for this kid, right? We got Jim Jones on the project. Yeah, I said it. We got Roscoe Dash on there, Nipsey Hussle. I mean, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but, okay. Yo, Raheem, 1994, that was just a kid 2 years ago when he was 14. His pops hollered at me and was like, yo, I got this record produced by Beat Merchant, and I want to get you on it. I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, we handled the biz. And then 2 years after, I was like, yo, what's popping with Raheem? Like, what's really good? You know, I think the kid's mad talented. And the pops was like, you know, we don't really know what's going on. So I said, yo, M-City been following and learning the whole routine for years now. So I was like, yo, M-City, this is your project right now. Work that.
Okay.
And he's been doing a great job at it. So, I mean, just as far as artists, I just got to hear it and see it. Like, it's like I said, you just do it and then people check it out. But to whoever.
Ashley,
send me something, man. Beats4Famous@gmail. I check it out. I'm like the social media whore. So I got like 3 phones. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is. I'll check it. Like, I'll make sure I check it. And you got to stay on me to make sure I do that.
Okay. Today we're discussing the musical journey unfolding before our eyes with artist, entertainer, Famous, as he takes his role to center stage. As we wrap up, Famous, let the people know where they can hit you up online.
Right.
Where they can find out more about this whole project and things to come.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. First of all, roadtocenterstage.com. You know, that's the project. That's where you'll find everything Famous. But if you have Twitter right now, if you're driving, yo, don't blame me for no ticket if they pull you over. But add me on Twitter, @TheKidFamous, and everything else. I mean, it's Ustream.com, TheKidFamous. Everything's TheKidFamous. If you Google, I think, like, the first 4 pages are Famous stuff, which just shows I've been clogging the web with Famous stuff. So
most definitely. Intimate and interactive, man, is reserved for artists whose brand and collective body of work scream to be peeled back layer by layer. Today, I hope you found out a little bit more about Famous.
Right. Yo, for the people listening, if you follow me on Twitter, I got, not only do I have Goddess Girl CDs, but I got some giveaways from St. Louis Wings. I don't know if you guys have ever been to St. Louis Wings. I don't know if you love chicken as much as I do, but they got a location at Atrium in Fairview. I got some giveaways, so hit me up on the Twitter. Once I leave here, I'll mail it to your crib. Just DM me the info. I'm trying to keep it that 100 where I'm leaving here. I'm going to Shoppers Drug Mart. I'm going to have Zach record it, and I'm going to send you out these giveaways. Compliments of St. Louis.
Intimate Interactive with Ashton Bishop, Kid Famous. Is there anything you want to let the people know about your journey that they should look out for moving forward?
Thank you. I just want to say thank you. Like, thank you to everybody. People have no idea how important you, the listener, are. So I really thank you.
As we get into it, we're going to take you back once again to the beginning. I'm here featuring Cardinal Official, Famous inside the building. This has been Intimate and Interactive. We have Famous on deck, and we're going to continue to do your vibe right up until 10 o'clock. It's the best of hip-hop, R&B, and definitely sounding like your city. This is Toronto Morning Live.
Toronto. Woo! We here. I mean, I ain't going nowhere. I'm here. From the perps to the block, bottom to the top.
You're checking out Flow and Manifest.
Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest.
Flow and Manifest. I'm rapping for the T. Dot. Stop. Watch. Stare. Yeah, because we here. This my city. I ain't going nowhere. Maybe the text in the dot. I'm here. I'm coming from a spot. We stop, then stare. We will tell you if you fly. Don't care. This my city. I ain't going nowhere. Got the beat like, and the streets like, how come you so hot? But you got no album out. I thought about it, then I called Cardi and I called Soda. I started writing that it's over.
Yo, it's only right that Famous is celebrity famous.
Toronto Morning, Toronto Morning Live.
Young ST and the EXP. Any club I'll be at. Usually in the B-double-O-T. H, getting it live on the MIC. Usually D. Chicken and a cold D-I-N-G. Anywhere we go in a B-E-G. Rude boys back to the B-O-N-E. C-D-O to the T. Banging on your basement walls. Malvern to O-V. Anything you heard, ask me. Verses are waiting T. Dot. Stop. Watch. Stare. Yeah, cause we here. This my city. I ain't going nowhere.
Check, man. Is weird, I swear. How you gonna make a comeback? But you ain't never went nowhere. Nowadays, I keep the thing right here. I used to drive across town to get it, so I would think about regretting it. But if tone is setting it, I'm letting it rain. Cause I ain't never made a mistake I couldn't explain. See, I'm here, but I gotta get thanks. Y'all might call me the Fresh Prince, the way I start to fill up banks. Put the bill up like Chauncey. Paul Pierce my ear with diamond studded. I ain't even balling, I swear, so don't worry about my budget. I hold my position, I can't for sure, but even budget. So why fight him? Stop and try to. I write him, okay. I separate you from your name like I'm a hype. Internet nerds get the type to talk about. I'm gonna be here for the next 10 years.
They decided that my name is famous. You should see the type of shit I'm getting away with. And I ain't even playing. I got a hit show, the chicks know. They're like, you must hate your job by the way that you switch. Yo, I'm hot, I ain't on the scene yet. Players like you ballin' so long and you still ain't in the league yet. So let me get this clear. Fly with my name, got it writing me a mean check. No disrespect, no arrogance, but ever since I moved to the city, it's evident with all the fuss. There'll be a time we all could bust, cause there's enough money in this game for all of us. Plus, you can't stop me. I'm the reason they got cameras in my city just to watch me. So don't watch me, just listen. Cap Carter and Alan Tono on my team, now we first in our division. I'm here, I mean I ain't going nowhere. I'm here, from the burbs to the block, bottom to the top.
Checking out.